You're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.
May the blessings of the family flow upon you. Live from WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station. It's time for...
Listen up, Jesus is on the air, and it's a whole new season. Christmas is over, and we're into and New Year's, and Valentine's Day, and 4th of July.
And Happy New Year's, everyone!
And Happy New Year, and see how fast people forget Christmas.
Yes.
I went into the store yesterday, they got a Valentine cards out already.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wait. Don't buy me none this year because I'm not accepting Valentine's Day. That was Dr. John Palmer. Yeah. I'm Dr. Anthony Chiffo, and we're here to tell you we love Jesus.
Amen.
And we're here with Gloria and Maria.
Rhea Music.
And we love them. They're old friends of ours. Yes. They've been on our show several times, and we love them so.
And we love to be here. We really do.
And this is the first time we've really been doing things since the hurricane of Sandy.
Yeah.
Would you tell our listeners what happened to you guys in Sandy? It's terrible.
Well, we live in Freeport. And water has never come up. I'm on a canal down by Calmetto Park. And the water never, in all the years I'm there, has never come up. And it started coming up. And we were not home. We were in Medjugorje, actually.
Oh. Really?
We didn't even know anything.
Was protecting you.
We didn't even know what was going on, but my husband and son stayed in the house.
Oh.
They said they'd never do that again. Came in so fast.
Yep.
They couldn't save anything. All our equipment, all our
CDs, all our pictures, all
microphones,
our files.
Everything.
Oh, wow.
And we're getting back on our feet, thank God, through people helping us with donations.
Right.
And we are a 501c charitable organization that does accept donations that you can take off your taxes.
How can they contribute to help you out of these, out of Sandy?
Yeah.
Well, we do have a website, number one, www.riamusic.org, where they can see our address or email us. And to send us checks, all they have to do is send us a check, and our address is there. Very interesting thing that happened during the storm, though.
Plug for money.
No, www.riamusic.org. RIAMUSIC.
And listeners, okay, I want to tell you, these people are gifted with music, and especially with Mary, and they have beautiful stuff. And so if you go online, you can contribute money, which they need, but they have such wonderful things. Tony, go ahead.
Yeah, can you contribute online, or do they have to send you a check?
Well, send a check now, because what happened during Sandy, somebody hacked into our online store and all that, and with everything, yes.
Yeah.
So
and by that time, we were in Canada. We had left Medjugorje. We couldn't get home, so we were in Canada for
A week.
A week. But we saw, what's going on? Who's ordering our CDs?
But I mean, they were using as a fraudulently for credit cards. But the point being, since we had to close down that portion of the website, and really we haven't had a chance to even start thinking about what to do and security issues and all that kind of stuff. So, in fact, our webmaster saw our last internet newsletter and said, what are we doing with the internet store? Right now, nothing until we... You know, we're just getting back and getting up and running.
Right. Yeah.
And Gloria's house is only 70% done.
Really?
Yep. So we're...
takes a long time.
And you guys are always so busy.
Yeah.
It's always running running to Rome, Medjugorje, all over the place.
Yes.
And also busy looking at tiles.
Well, floors, walls.
You're in our prayers.
Thank you. Thanks
and,
be to God.
And you're in our daily prayers. And come on, people. You know... you're meant to evangelize, and you can evangelize in so many ways, and maybe a little gift.
And you're world travelers.
Yes,
yes. Oh, we can't.
Wherever a lady wants us to go, we just go.
We can't make the story up of where we've been blessed. You just can't make just this year though.
So tell us.
This year, we started traveling really again in May, but in August we went to Ireland, which was a blessing. We were there for the consecration of Ireland.
Wow.
To the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Really?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Place was packed. Most of the bishops from Ireland were there, right?
Yes.
Really?
And Archbishop Eamon Martin. What a love for Our Lady.
Yes.
What a love for Our Lady. He was
and we had our statue that we take everywhere with us. It's a Rosa Mystica statue. And we had her up there in the first row.
In the first row.
And she was blessed by all the bishops.
and by they had a procession too, right?
Yeah.
With the monstrance, the bishops took it all around. It holds 15,000 people. And we were standing outside.
Wow.
We couldn't even get in.
Really?
Wonderful.
Except for one of the girls got in. The guardian of the statue that day. And
every
she
day.
Was right there.
Yeah.
And she, in the first row.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we also took her to, we went to Fatima also and Spain.
You guys are world travelers.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Only through our Blessed Mother. She says, go,
and it's
we
all
go.
Through Providence.
Yes.
You don't have the money.
No.
No.
So
no.
Please, listeners, don't think they're floating on dough.
No.
They're not.
Yeah, no. What we do is when we do the pilgrimages, we do all the music. We'll sing on the bus. We'll sing at Mass, of course. We'll sing at night when we do a rosary in between each rosary. So we sing our way around the world.
do you sing in McDonald's?
Oh, everywhere.
We've done
everywhere.
That before.
And who
Christmas
holds,
songs.
Who holds the cup? Do you guys hold the cup?
No.
Maybe we should do a song if we can now, just to see if everything works.
Yeah, so this song we're going to do is, we lost all our CDs, like Maria said. We had 9 of them, and we're just starting to do the Christmas. Christmas is just finished, so we have that CD ready. And why we wrote this song is people are losing the idea of the true gift of Christmas.
Yes.
The true gift. Yeah. And this is the third day of Christmas. In Ireland, they still say Merry Christmas.
It's not Valentine's Day.
No, it's not Valentine's Day.
It's the third day.
Wow.
And we're trying to tell people the true gift of Christmas,
I think,
is Jesus.
And this is solemnity in the Catholic Church.
Yes.
8 days. Solemnity. Every day is Christmas.
Absolutely.
So today's
all
Christmas.
The candles should be lit.
Here it is, another Christmas. The presents wrapped under the tree. The Christmas tags. The names filled out for our families. The cards have been sent to our loved ones, and Christmas songs will sound. Checklists are done, Christmas lights are up, but we've forgotten what Christmas is about.
This is it.
God sent his son, the savior of the world, the true gift of Christmas, Jesus Christ our Lord. God sent his Son, the light of the world, the true gift of Christmas, Jesus Christ our Lord. We are so blessed to have our Lord Jesus, who takes away our sins.
We're blessed to be here to sing for you.
Yeah.
We're blessed to have
what
you.
Can we give you, Jesus?
How about a song?
Yes.
That's it. What can we give you, Lord? On this day in Bethlehem, you were born. I don't know if he'd like our JBL speaker. What do you think?
Oh, it's great. And
for the cards and the presents are nothing.
See how rude we are. We talk while you
the
sing.
The Christmas lights.
They burn out.
Burn
not
out.
Me. You don't hear me talk.
It's all live. It's
not
all
me.
Live.
It's only Palmer talking.
To life, then tinsel and trim, help us to find
what Christmas is about.
This is what it's about, being together. Amen. And
God sent his son.
Sing with us.
The Savior of the world.
The true gift.
The true gift of Christmas.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ our Lord. God sent his son. The light of the world. The true gift of Christmas. Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, there isn't any present that's befitting for our King. What we give is our hearts and our love, Lord, and share your song
and
sing.
We'll do one chorus of it.
Okay, yeah. One chorus.
God sent his son, the Savior of the world, the true gift of Christmas. Jesus Christ our Lord. God sent his son, the light of the world, the true gift of Christmas. Jesus Christ our Lord.
We can go on and on.
No. You can go on and on. We love the music.
That was beautiful. And by the way, listeners, I want you to know this was not a recording.
No.
This was live.
Absolutely.
And what you heard was absolutely live, and it was gorgeous.
Praise God.
And this
Thanks
is what Tony says all the time. Live on WGBB. It's time for Listen Up. It's time for
you got to love this guy. If you don't love him, you're going to wind up.
We do.
He's
going to
kill me. He's going to kill me again. Yeah.
No, I told Jesus I'm going to restrain myself.
Oh. virtue.
Tell us about being at the consecration of the world,
yes,
and also at the beatification of Pope John Paul II.
First one was John Paul. First, we couldn't get very close because it was so packed with people.
Us and 3 million people.
Three million people. And as we were trying to get closer and closer, we had our priest in front of Father Bing, right?
From EWTN, and Father Bing Arellano.
And he was ahead of us, and we were right behind him, and we were doing little steps. And all of a sudden, someone to our left fainted. Couldn't fall. There were so many people. Could not fall.
So many people.
Wow.
And an ambulance came through, and as soon as the ambulance came through, people just
rushed, running
took
behind
over.
The
Oh, my goodness. It was
we actually moved back.
It was
back.
A blessing, but it was scary. Because I said to Father Bing, Father, we're in the middle of the square. We should be at the end, because if people start getting
rowdy,
go to the bathroom,
rowdy,
sick, like this woman did, what's going to happen? We're going to be like trampled on. So he said, I'll follow you. So we grabbed arms, you know.
Locked arms
and started moving. And against the wall in case something happened. One woman got past, her arm left me, you know. And she, all I could hear, she was like a wave. Gloria! Gloria!
But you know.
We were like Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts because we had walkie-talkies.
We could walk them back.
Smart move.
Yes. Well, we did. We had three walkie-talkies.
So we knew where to meet. We said we're going to meet at St. Michael's.
We did. At Castle San Angelo.
Yeah.
We met there. But you know, it was really so providential there, too. Because here it is Divine Mercy Sunday. Mass is going on.
Yeah.
And there's 25 priests right along the river hearing confessions.
Oh, wow.
You know, and so
amazing.
We were, all of us went to confession.
And
you saw so many nuns and so many priests. It was.
I think that was from John Paul II.
Yeah.
He brought a lot of young people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And you could see it.
They loved it.
You could see it.
Absolutely.
You could see it.
I got to tell you one little story on that was just hysterical to us. As we're trying to move back to Castle San Angelo, we came upon a group of people. They brought chairs and everything. They set up a whole picnic table, and it was the funniest thing. And you know,
I believe it.
Yeah, it was so funny. But so that was wonderful. And then,
and there's going to be the sainthood.
Yes.
Of John Paul II.
Are you guys going to be there?
John the 23rd.
We're still praying. Oh, we have to get the okay.
Divine Mercy someday.
Yeah. Yeah. April 27th.
And that's going to be a biggie. That's the first day that Shalom Media begins broadcasting. International Charismatic Network.
Wow. Wonderful.
Yeah. John Paul II is very close to us anyway, because we met him several times.
I did.
As close as I am to you.
Yeah.
You know, he got all the CDs that we did up until he died. And
he had us sing at World Youth Day.
Yeah. Oh.
We could not, you know, they had a contest, see who would sing at Denver.
I remember that, yes.
And we put a little tape, and the tape went to a priest who worked for L'Osservatore Romano, Father Francis Pirro, and he gave it to his best friend, Monsignor Stanislaus, who is now Cardinal Stanislaus, who was the Pope's personal secretary.
Wow. Oh.
So he got it. And we had one song. We took an American song, you know, Our God Reigns.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yep. So we sang it in English.
He loved it.
He loved it. We sang it in English, Spanish.
That's his favorite song.
That's right.
Spanish, French, and Polish.
And Polish.
We sang it in Polish.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, I got a question.
Go ahead.
You guys are, I can see these world travelers.
Mm.
You sing so beautiful, really angelic. You really sing angelic.
Praise God.
And I'm very impressed with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You two guys didn't just appear on the earth and start becoming a team.
No,
I feel a question
and
coming.
Start evangelizing through music.
Yeah.
I'm always interested to know how people started their evangelization. How did you guys? You weren't born knowing one another, were you?
No.
Did you just grow up together as friends?
No.
So what happened there?
30-odd years ago, we were babies.
John and I weren't even born.
But over 30 years ago, we met in prayer group.
In
Freeport. Maria had her guitar, and we sang. And the prayer group was very, because of the music, we went to other prayer groups. And this is what we were asked to go here and asked to go there. Many people didn't go. So Maria said, well, we'll go. And we went.
So we went. That's how we started.
Is that right?
Yes. And then driving one day, my mom was alive then. We drove upstate, you know, try to get away. It was about 2 hours upstate. We were going to go skiing. We're listening to the radio. And they said, a contest.
Songwriters contest.
Songwriters. I said, Maria, why don't we do that? That would be great.
I said, most of the songs today are pretty.
Just like, that's why we wrote The True Gift of Christmas, you know.
Uh-huh.
So we wrote a song.
1980,
and
January 28th.
That was really the beginning.
Yeah.
Is that right?
What was the song?
Well, the song, what was it?
The Love I Have
For You.
Yeah.
Mm. And it was published. They made it a country and western song, which was interesting.
It was fun.
But eventually, it turned into The Love I Have For You, which we can use at funerals.
And that was my mom's favorite song.
Is that right?
And when we had
and
the
are
funeral
you ready?
And,
we and
had,
are you ready?
Yeah, and we had the funeral mass for her. We gave the music to the organist because we couldn't do it. As of today, now mom's died in 2005. Right. Marie and I took care of her for 4 years in the house. She died in the house, which was beautiful.
Mm.
But I still can't sing that song. It's so, you know, it touches your heart. But one day we'll record that. Too.
Jesus has a way of putting people together.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And has a way of matching people up. And once he matches you up, he sends you on your way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tony.
Look what he did to Don and I.
We're together.
I can't believe it. Look how he signed out. We got us together, and he's sending us on our way now.
That's right.
Sure,
and your mission.
It's lovely.
Absolutely. And
it wasn't the other guy?
No. And people ask us, you know, you always dress the same, even if you're in the supermarket. The reason is we're a witness. People will come up to us and say, are you twins? And I said, oh, no.
Number one question.
We sing for God.
Yeah.
And I said, and we travel and we sing. Would you pray for my son? Would you pray for my son? We leave with a prayer list from the supermarket. It's a witness. And one day we showed up at my mom's house, not dressed. She says, don't do that. People won't know who you are.
What do you say, John? You want to dress the lady? No.
Come on.
I wore my green sweater.
I know. You know, I was going to, this is the truth. I was going to call him up this morning. I was going to say, I know he has a green sweater. And I was going to say, John, could you wear the green sweater
today? That's the only one I have.
I said, knowing that guy, nah, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. And if we do that, I'm not going to wear mascara. I'm just not going to do it.
No, when you cry, it runs.
I know. Listen, how about another song?
Yes.
Huh?
Sure.
You know, and you pick and choose, whatever. You
know. Truly Our Lady, because whenever we go to different conferences and people ask us, even do house prayer groups to bring our music, we never know what we're doing.
People
it gets
should
up to Our
know
Lady.
That
That's
you
a good
are
point.
Available to go to prayer groups.
Oh, yes.
And you don't charge. You just get whatever people
get. Yes, yes. Our Lady always said, you go.
You know, that's an interesting point.
Yeah.
Now, if they want to have a house prayer group or they want to have a little gathering in the church with their prayer, can they call you?
Absolutely.
Give the number.
Our phone number is 516-521-2695.
It's 516 what?
521-2695.
Did you hear that, Tony? What was that again?
516-521-2695.
That's it.
I guarantee you, you're going to get phone calls.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
From prayer groups.
Because Our Lady.
Guarantee it.
Our Lady wants to travel everywhere. She wants to go and touch her children. And the only way she can really touch them now is through their heart.
That's wonderful.
Through our music. We don't know what. Aren't you afraid? Somebody says, aren't you scared? I said, no. You know what you're doing, right? I said,
no.
It's not our music. She's given us this music, but it's not ours.
That's
and
great.
She can touch the person. Right. Not
absolutely.
Us,
you know?
Absolutely.
And while we're singing, we also pray for the people as they hear the words.
Right.
And we ask God to touch and Our Lady to touch their hearts and the guardian angels to touch their hearts.
And I've done the same with my word gift for the past 30 years. Hmm. I have over 200 books online free. Okay. I don't want to talk about that. Let's hear the song.
Yeah.
Yes. By the way, just so everybody knows, I don't have any gifts.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yes, you do. The gift of being able to speak is a great gift.
And being here.
This is Mary's Lullaby.
Oh, I love
We had, we just saw her when she was holding the child and what she might say.
Born in a stable, in a cradle wrapped in hay, a child is born, a son is born, the Savior for all nations. Jesus, Emmanuel, you came to save men from all sin. In your grace and in your love, the humble find salvation. Cry, my baby, your tears will save all men. You are the Son of God Most High, whose love will never end. Now moments in my heart until your hour has come.
And then we have an instrumental and we sing a little bit again.
You know, later on in the show when we pray for healing, would you play Mary's Lullaby in
Surely.
The background?
Yes.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, praise God.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. As she sang it to her son, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yes.
Praise God.
Anthony, you got a saint?
Oh, I certainly have a saint, Dr.
I think they even have music to put behind
you. Do you have music to put behind
you? Oh, sure.
Oh, I'd love that. But the saint I have is Saint Leonard.
Who?
Saint Leonard.
Oh, my gosh. Leonard. Never heard of Saint Leonard.
Yeah, but, you know, and the reason why I'm doing Saint Leonard is because a dear friend of ours.
Not Lenny Massey.
My dear friend.
Yeah, Lenny, oh, no, yes, not Lenny.
Said to me last week, hey, how come you never do St. Leonard? I says, oh, good idea. I'm going to do it.
Good.
And so I'm doing St. Leonard. And Lenny, this is for you, our dear friend. and for all the Leonards out there.
Lenny, yes.
This is for you guys. The unfortunate thing, though, is that there isn't much information on St. Leonard. I think I spent the most time I've ever spent on researching a saint. Hmm. I spent the whole week up till 10 o'clock last night.
Wow.
Trying to find information. I do have information, Lenny, so don't worry. So although there is little available about St. Leonard, this is probably because nothing was ever written about him till the 12th century.
Wow.
He died in 559. And that was it till the 12th century. And then people started writing stuff. They started finding things about him. And then slowly but surely started becoming popular. Mm. When did he become a saint? I have no idea.
Hmm.
I can't find in all the research when he's for real, isn't he? A saint. He's absolutely for real. Okay. Otherwise Pope John Paul II would have taken him off when he took off a few other guys.
Yeah.
And so nothing is absolutely certain about him, except for one thing, and I'll tell you is at the end. In his early life, it is written that he was pretty wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like many saints, they were wealthy noblemen. Mm. They gave all that up for the love of Jesus.
Mm. Amen.
I skipped that part.
Yeah, I know. But
pick up pennies.
But, you know, he wasn't even a Christian. He was a pagan. And so was Clovis, C-L-O-V-I-S.
Clovis, yeah.
Clovis. He was the ruler of Frank.
That's right. I remember hearing that in history
Frankie
someplace.
Frankie people in West Germany. And he converted to Christianity. And he was converted by Saint Remigus.
Oh.
He converted him and also, at the same time, converted Leonard to Christianity. So he made the decision, as he was converted, to adopt a life devoted to God. And he was offered the position of a bishop.
Wow.
In those days, you were just given a position of a bishop. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like it's done today. It's appointed by the Holy Father. But he turned it down. He refused it. He did accept the position of a deacon.
Mm-hmm.
And he did take the deacon position. And he was given the right by the king to liberate worthy prisoners from prison.
Wow.
That started his mission.
Wow.
By the way, he is known as the patron saint of prisoners.
Oh, wow.
To liberate them.
Yeah.
To free them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Solve them from being punished.
Oh, that's good to know.
So he is. So you never have to worry, Lenny. God forbid anything. Go to St. Leonard.
All right. All right.
Later, Leonard entered the monastery. Why? Because he wanted to become a hermit. So he's actually known as St. Leonard the Hermit.
The Hermit.
If you know, he's known by other names, but I found most by St. Leonard the Hermit.
The Hermit.
And so he attracted many followers. And he was granted property where he founded an abbey. He aspired to be alone. Mm. He aspired to have a closer solitude with the Lord.
Mm.
So he moved to a forest. And he built himself an oratory. Him, like some others that I know, lived on wild herbs, fruits, and at some time there was no people there. And so he did his penance, and his virtues were only for him and God alone.
Mm-hmm.
His zeal and devotion sometimes carried him to the neighboring churches, and some who were by discourse were inflamed with a desire of imitating his manner, his lifestyle, the love he had for the desert. So they formed a community. And so he started a community of hermits, which is due out of devotion to our Lord and Savior. It became a flourishing monastery called after Saint Leonard. He began to perform miracles, and his reputation spread very wild. The king bestowed on him and his fellow hermits a considerable part of the forest. So he became a hermit. He lived in the wild. He gave everything up. And still, our Lord was having stuff bestowed on him. The king, who was converted, gave him a forest. So he showed a remarkable kindness and charity towards captives and prisoners, and he laid himself out with zeal in affording them both corporal and spiritual help and comfort. He went and traveled to the prisons. He spoke to them. He walked miles and miles and miles. He begged for food for them, and he gave them. He was able to obtain the liberty of many prisoners. He preached to and instructed those prisoners and developed a great reputation for his concern and love for those incarcerated.
Wow. Wow.
It was said that some prisoners were miraculously delivered from their chains by his prayers, and that the king, out of respect for his actions, granted him a special privilege for sometimes setting prisoners free, which about that time was frequently allowed to certain bishops only. But this saint's chief aim and endeavor in his employment were to be made factors of all persons who fell under the affliction to a true sense of the law. He donated his life to those that were incarcerated. His good deeds and labor were crowned with a happy death about the year 559.
Wow.
So he didn't suffer. He wasn't martyred. But you know, there are two types of saints. There are those that are martyred and those that die in peace with the love of Jesus. So it seems true that there was no trade for his life. There's nothing written of his life before the 11th century. From that time on, though, once its word started getting out, it spread everywhere. And little by little, churches were dedicated to him. It spread from France to Western Europe, England, Belgium, Spain, Switzerland, Italy, Germany, and Ireland.
And Ireland.
He was becoming famous. Numerous miracles were attributed to him. And in one small town in Germany, from the 14th to the 18th century, there were records of about 4,000 miracles and favors that were granted through his intercession.
Wow, 4,000.
Saint Leonard freed captives. He freed the woman in prison. He was especially concerned about women being incarcerated in confinement. And he was able to withdraw the evil spirit out of people. And the evil beast, he was able to bring those beasts out of the woman that were incarcerated. He's generally represented holding chains in his hands. Yeah. That's how much love he had.
Statue.
In retrospect, Saint Leonard is said to have enjoyed a docile life. He satisfied his desire to contemplate the mysteries of our Lord, his grace, his love, the joys of heaven, and the satisfaction. He just loved to think about heaven in the solitude, and to think about praising and giving glory to God. He was provided with the ultimate reward upon his death that we all yearn for, heaven.
Amen.
Because of his lifestyle. I like to say, for clarity and informational purposes, info for this talk was gotten from the Catholic Encyclopedia.
Wow.
So I could, because I was concerned about the validity of the information that I was getting. And so
I took most of it from the Catholic Encyclopedia and the lives of martyrs and other principal saints. And also I took it from other websites that were gave citations of their information. I'd just like to add that Saint Leonard became one of the most renovated saints of the late Middle Ages. His intercession was credited with miracles for the release of prisoners, women, and labor and diseases of the cattle. His feast day is November 6th, and he is honored with a festival in Germany. And by a parish there. And on the third Sunday of every August, his name is honored. But his feast day here is November 6th. So he was a saint that was little known for centuries and centuries. And then all of a sudden, our God, our Jesus, let it be known that there was a Saint Leonard. And he was a powerful saint. So, Lenny, this is for you. Amen. We love you. God bless you. And thank you for being our friend and listener.
And you know that prison, we are many times, people are locked in the prisons of their minds.
Yes,
absolutely.
And you can pray to St. Leonard, and he'll break through that.
That's a wonderful, you know what, Dr. Palmer? You are.
See, I listened.
Yes, you are. That's a wonderful.
Because I know someone, I'm a psychologist.
I know.
And people keep on repeating the same thing over and over and over in their head.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to break it. Well, maybe St. Leonard could be a way to help.
That's wonderful.
Well,
that's why I hang out with you.
I was impressed with your research, you know.
Yeah.
You started out and said you know nothing, and you went on for 15 minutes. Now we know more than we want,
and
but thank you.
Thanks for not getting me nervous.
No. That was a really special presentation.
Yes, really.
And we
thank you. We have another saint, too.
And you know, we can always pray for those who are in prison. I'm sure many people know.
And there are people that have a ministry that go to the prisons.
Yes, we do. We go to the women's. And
do you?
We went with one man in maximum security.
In Illinois, yes.
And so I'm sure St. Leonard is very happy with you guys. He's probably urging you on. Yeah.
I'd like to also add people in mental institutions.
Yes.
My son was confined to one for 28 years. And, in the prison of their mind.
Yes. Yeah. Even the nursing homes, we were doing Christmas and
Alzheimer's.
Nursing. You see the sadness in their eyes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. When we brought the music, you could see them lightening up, but to continue to pray for them.
Yes.
To Saint Leonard.
So we have a new saint, new arsenal.
Now we know. Yeah. Lenny. Saint Leonard, baby. Saint Leonard, baby.
You know, you people also work with Father Bill McCarthy.
Yes.
And why don't you tell him a little bit about your journeys with Father Bill?
Father Bill McCarthy is the director of my father's house in Connecticut, Moodus, Connecticut.
Yes. Retreat house.
My father's house retreat center, in Retown. We'll be there for New Year's Eve this year.
Mm-hmm.
They have a celebration in the evening, and we sing, and people dance. And
people get up, and we always have a yodeler.
Really?
Yeah, we do.
Oh.
It's really
special. Is she good?
She's so good.
And they're so good. They come up and share, and everybody
Christmas
brings
stories, maybe
a potluck supper, and it's wonderful. And at 12 o'clock, Father Bill tries to have Holy Mass at that time for the sign of peace.
Yes.
And
he starts about 11:30 and then he's timing it the whole time for the kiss of peace.
Yeah, yeah.
Midnight.
That's wonderful.
Really?
And he has a countdown every we haven't been there in a couple of years because we couldn't go last
Sandy,
year.
We didn't have anything to
go with because we set up our sound system, but we love Father Bill. We've known him for almost 20 years already.
Israel, I've known him for that.
Israel,
he's
Ireland
wonderful.
Twice.
Oh.
You know,
his mind.
His mind is, to us, he's the St. Thomas Aquinas of this age. He's so brilliant.
Yeah. And he's a prolific writer.
Yeah. Oh, he is. Some of his smallest books, he
Listening
says,
to God.
Yes, that's number one. And then a personal relationship with Jesus.
Wonderful.
Yes.
I think that's one of your favorites.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah. It got me started in listening.
Yeah.
He's wonderful. Yeah. And then again, if you want to get anything of his, you can contact us, or you know his website?
His father's website is www.myfathershouse.com.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
But can talk with anyone. He can talk. He can speak with a scholar, and he can speak with a four-year-old.
Yes.
Wow.
And he just such a welcoming person. He worked with Sister Bernadette Sheldon for many, many years. They began my father's house until she passed away.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one Christmas story about her. At that point in her life, she was at the mother house. She needed to have care.
St. Joseph's
in Hartford, or West Hartford. So we went and did a Christmas concert for the sisters there. And every time, and we would stand up, she would, every time we sang a song, she would stand up. This is my choir. I sing with them.
She would stand. After a while, we had to sit down. So she would sit down.
Yes.
I said, really?
She struggled to stand, but she was going to do it.
Really?
You know? Yeah, she was a special person.
She said, I love you girls. You're peppy.
That's what she said.
You know, I never have told anybody this, but I was up at Father's house and doing a retreat weekend, and I lived in Bernadette's trailer in the middle of the night. A spirit of cancer became evident somehow in me. And I told Father, you know, you should go in and bless that trailer and get that spirit out of there. But and it sounds weird, but I know what it was.
Well, she died from cancer, too.
I know. So you never know.
And Father works with Mary Alice Rossini now.
Yeah.
She's very helpful to him.
To him.
Yes,
you know.
She's bossy. I know Mary
Alice. Is that the one on TV? Is Mary Alice on TV?
No.
She's at my father's house, living there, and she has her own little bungalow.
Right, but she does.
And she's wonderful. I got to recuperate from bossy. She's wonderful, too.
Good, you exonerated yourself.
Yeah.
But Father, I think he's 77 or 78 right now. He still does missions. He still travels all over the world.
Yeah.
Old. Look at Palmer.
93. Still going.
But he has so much to share.
Somebody asked me, are you really 93? I was so insulted.
I'm going to stop spreading that rumor now.
I'm
sorry, Jesus. I'm going to stop.
But now with the new pope, we were close with him, too.
Right. We did travel in October.
You guys are amazing.
For the consecration of the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary with Pope Francis.
Because Our Lady asks us to do things, she opens doors people cannot believe.
We can't believe.
She wanted us to be there. She wanted us to be close, as I am to you, to the pope. I said, Blessed Mother, no question.
She opened the door.
We got there in time for Holy Mass, packed with people. There was an opening. We got as close as I am to you now.
Right, and then when he came down the aisles, you know, I'm telling you,
I said, how come no one else is coming down here?
The Pope Mobile, man, he zips.
Yeah.
And he went all the way out to the river.
He left the square. Most popes, they just stay in the square.
Vatican Square.
I know.
He left.
He left. And went all the way down.
And he doesn't. And he doesn't. He's not incarcerated in the
And children.
Enclosures.
He loves children.
Oh, that was the thing that impressed me the most, watching him on TV. Stopping and hugging children.
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
Did you see the thing that was on YouTube with the little boy while the Pope was talking? The little boy came and sat in his chair. and he didn't do it. And then finally, the little boy came up and the Pope just hugged him.
Yeah.
He was so sweet.
Yes.
You know, really.
People person.
Yeah, but his love for children
is
very impressive.
And to see him kneeling in front of the statue of Our Lady, everybody was crying. I mean, everybody around us, and of course it was packed. You see banners from all over the world.
And he's saying in Italian.
And a big TV that people that can't see him kneeling there. Because we just were at that statue.
Right.
He took the statue from Fatima, right?
She came for a visit to Rome.
Yeah.
They flew her in Saturday, and she was gone Sunday evening.
Oh.
But it was something.
A lady, the
Fatima.
Statue.
They brought the statue.
Statue.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
Fatima.
I thought you said Mary was flown in. And
she was flown in.
But I think he has a tendency to do that with Mary.
It's wonderful.
You know, renovate his statue and stuff.
Well, he loves the devotion, Mary Untier of Knots.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which you can, if you Google it on the internet, you can find the novena.
It's a really
yes.
Untier of Knots.
And it was
we all have knots in our life.
And it first started out because a nobleman, I can't remember what century, but I had read about it, he was having problems in his marriage. Mm-hmm. And so at that time when you got married, you had a marriage ribbon, which is, I think, similar to what the Spanish do now in with the weddings where they have the rosary around
them.
And so he asked this priest, He gave him his marriage ribbon and asked the priest to pray and untie the knots of his marriage. And that's how it started.
Really?
And the Pope loves that particular novena.
Really?
Mary Untier
of
Knots.
That's a great way of doing it.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, we see that not only are you musically gifted, but you have a lot of information.
You could
easily come to a prayer group.
Yes, they're going to come. They're going to come. You're going to see. They're going to be getting offers to come to prayer
groups.
Of course. Sure.
And what our Lord and our Lady has done, and all the saints that have given us different songs, because a lot of the songs come from the holy saints, too. It's just incredible that what we learn, because you love somebody, we want to know more about them.
That's right.
And that's how we just learn from each song. We go through it, right?
Yep.
So what are we doing, miss?
Well, I didn't know what to do, except we'll sing Ave Maria.
There you go.
To our
song.
Mother.
And sing it with us.
Sing it with us, yes.
You don't want me to sing.
Well, you know, we write the music.
Shut it off.
We write the music so that everyone can sing it.
You do?
Because
it's not a concert. Where we go.
He's a very good dancer.
I could dance on the table. I do a good tap dance and a slow dance. I'm good at a slow dance like that.
Well, if those who are watching can watch you.
But Ave Maria, sing to Our Lady and thank her for everything that's happened this year.
Yes.
So much has happened.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know? And
good and bad.
I can't imagine
but
going
she's with
through
us.
Anything without Our Lady and our Lord.
He gets you through life. They get you through life.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. And now we have a new Saint Leonard to help us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really, that was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So Ave Maria.
And when you're listening, sing with your heart. If you don't know the words, you know you've heard this many times.
Right. Can I do a slow dance?
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And we're going to send cars out right now to homes to make sure people are singing with you.
Good.
What are you guys
saying? Ave Maria.
Smiling on us. She's
smiling. Yes. And she's going to be praying for healing right after this song.
Yes.
Because we have so many people who have asked for her
prayers,
her help and her intercession.
Yes, and yes, especially sure. our prayer list that we take everywhere with us. If you have prayer requests, send them in. They go all over the world as here.
On our website you can push a button just to send prayers.
Just prayers.
Just prayers.
And it goes with us.
That's wonderful.
Wherever it goes. We bring the book and we leave it on the altar every Holy Mass because our Lord and our Lady knows. They know. You don't just even write your name.
Just write your name.
And they she's smiling right now at us. So thank you. Blessed Mother. We love you too.
I want to intersperse too. Tony and I are thinking of doing an online prayer service on a Sunday evening. Yeah. At 7:30 at night. Maybe we'll ask you gals to join us with your music.
That would be wonderful.
And prayers for healing.
That would be great. Oh,
nice.
Oh,
sure.
Wonderful.
It'd be wonderful.
Wonderful.
Our Lady's plan, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I think so.
I think so.
I was very tempted to do a slow dance. So I was I know my wife is watching, and I know she would have fell off the chair if I did that.
You could do a slow dance only if I leave.
I was going to do one of those things, you know. But
Jesus,
I decided not to.
And Mary, yeah. We ask you now, while your lullaby is playing in the background, will you please take into your Immaculate Heart and give to the Sacred Heart of your Son all the petitions that people have sent in. We have so many people who have various kinds of illnesses. Cancer, terrible. Heart disease, people getting stents on Christmas Eve.
Aye.
Dear friends of mine and my niece's husband getting stints on Christmas Eve. You know, and how tragedy was turned to new life for all of these people. And we have Liz with her Chiari disease, the president of our fan club.
Yes.
And so many others who have sent in. Tony, do you have any in mind that you want to bring up?
I have people that are out of work, that need work desperately, and Jesus, I ask that you help find them employment. They're desperate. I have people that are suffering from depression, people that don't know how they're going to face life, and people that are sick, people that have diagnosed with cancer, the thyroid. Jesus, please send your shining light upon them.
And we have a new one, people who are no longer medically insured.
That's
going to
be a biggie.
And we have so many that are going to be knocked off their medical plans.
Yeah.
Lord, find ways for them to be covered so that they don't face financial ruin.
Yes.
We praise you, Mary.
Medicine of God.
Yeah. We want to pray for those who are battling drugs and alcohol. It's so hard to come off of it. But those who are in centers right now, trying to find the Lord, we pray for them.
Those prisoners that St. Leonard loved and so much, and those incarcerated or rightfully or not rightfully, we pray for those.
Yes.
And we thank St. Leonard.
And I do a newsletter at the diocesan office every Tuesday. You can get it if you want to email me, jpalmer@drvc.org, jpalmer@drvc.org. But in that, I have requests for prayers for healing.
Yes.
And we ask people, keep anyone in prayer, even if you can't remember their name.
Right.
Keep them.
God knows. Jesus knows. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
And I want to pray for all those parents that are having problems with their children, that they're on drugs, or they're having some sort of problem, or they're away from the church. Jesus, give those parents the strength.
Amen.
And the wisdom on how to handle it.
Why don't we say the memorare?
Yes.
Remember
our most compassionate Virgin Mary,
that never was known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto thee. O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother, to thee do we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer them. Amen.
And I'm hearing Mary say in my heart, dear friends, come to the creche. Pick up my son Jesus. Hold him close to your heart. Let his love from his Sacred Heart come into your heart. I touch you now with not only his love, but the love from my Immaculate Heart. Both together, we draw you into unity in love with us as we adopt you right now as our prayer child of the day. We give you our Christmas love, and we delight and given you much more than Santa Claus can ever give.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We give you the grace of peace in your heart right now.
Amen.
And if you feel like dancing around the room with Jesus in your next to your heart, do so and let our love dance within you. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you.
Love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you,
God. Oh, we do.
Yes.
Our last song.
Give you praise and glory.
Amen. Let's send it to the world. Joy.
Joy.
To the world.
Joy. Joy. Joy.
Amen.
Now we can, Tony's going to dance.
No, Tony, up on the table. Hurry up.
Joy.
Hey. Joy. You're under arrest, Tony. You're under arrest.
The Lord has come.
Oh, my God.
Joy
Trevor's standing on his head.
The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing.
And heaven.
And heaven and nature sing. And heaven. And heaven and heaven.
Brother, get a picture of him. Get a picture of him.
Joy to the
Get
world.
Get off your head, Tony.
The
Get off
Savior
your head.
Reigns. Let us our songs employ while hills and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
And a Happy New
Let
Year.
Keep playing.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
We got 2 minutes, a minute and a half, whatever.
Oh, we'll finish it.
You know, he rules the world.
He certainly does.
Right?
Yes, he does.
I love this song, the way you do it, too.
Yes, fun. Joy.
He rules the world with truth and grace that makes the nation rule. The glories of his righteousness.
Who's got the candy cane? Anyone got candy canes?
Of his love.
Can't sit.
And wonders.
Throw some tinsel
of
around
his
the tree. Arrest this
and
man for the way he dances.
Thank you, listeners. We love you so.
Yes, we do.
The views expressed in the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
Sorry, Jones. Oh,
was
that fun?
You're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.
Expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.